Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Darryl Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ginsburg juggles the ball. That's an error on Ginsburg. Dyke moves to second. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dyke scores. Niemann moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dropo for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first, with Newhouser covering, for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Newhouser covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield strikes out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns won, and the Tigers won. The Browns will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garver moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garver moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Michaels reaches third base with a triple. Garver scores. Young goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Michaels scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Michaels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0 for 2 in the game. Krahoski bunts towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 1 in the game. Newhouser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Newhouser reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Newhouser scores. It's 4-2, Browns. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-2 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to third. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-2 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Satchel Paige now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty scores. Lenhart moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Neil Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry is 0-for-2 in the game. Barry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ginsburg moves to second. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Newhouser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Barry moves to second. It's 5-4, Browns. Ken Holcomb now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pretty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dyke. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Barry scores. Newhouser goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Tigers. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to third. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pretty scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Tigers. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wertz hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Don Callaway now playing second base. Art Houdeman now pitching. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-3 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dropo moves to second. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dropo scores. It's 8-5, Tigers. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ginsburg. The throw from Johnson and he is safe. Ginsburg steals second. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman strikes out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing pinch hits for Ken Holcomb. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Tigers. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.